Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And for all those who believe that the Congress of the United States is paralyzed, they are locked up, everything is gridlocked, nothing gets done, there is about to be a great vote in the House on what I know is one of the most pressing issues for literally thousands of Americans, probably not millions, but maybe. It's a vote expected in September on a vote to legalize marijuana under federal law. What would that mean? Why are they doing this now? Hey, it's election season. And the Democrats who control the House believe that marijuana is a winning issue for them. There is also a new study that shows that, Christians have not the attitudes you might expect to a sexuality outside of marriage. This is a little bit surprising, and again, people might question the validity of the study. It's from the Pew Center, which spends a great deal of time studying American attitudes. But the American attitudes toward violence, even in the name of the Black Lives Matter movement, that American attitude is shifting. And I think it's shifting very dramatically in the right direction, the idea that violence is completely unacceptable. Joe Biden, in his speech yesterday, touched on that idea and condemned violence on every side. However, when he was listing the forms of violence that are afflicting the country, he never used the term left wing. He never used the terms Antifa. He never ever associated violence with Black Lives Matter, even though a lot of speakers, and we've played it on this show, who were with Black Lives Matter, had actually spoken about and endorsed violence against police officers and destroying property and more. And what encourages me about this is there has been a concerted media attempt, and this goes almost across the board, and that media attempt has been to emphasize that the protests in Portland and elsewhere are peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Look, I live in Seattle, outside the city, but still very close. And look, going into Seattle, my wife and I went into Seattle on a beautiful day to go walk around in a beautiful Seattle park and in the Rose Garden, which is right near the zoo. And no, we don't have Rose Gardens as great as the ones they have in Portland, but we have a beautiful Rose Garden. And the Rose Garden was lovely. It had not been wrecked or destroyed or graffitied, but kind of everything else has. And it's very, very depressing. And the idea that all of this is for the purpose of what exactly? I mentioned before this study of attitudes where it shows that more people than even in 1988 right now believe that a way to improve the situation for Black Americans is peaceful protest. I think people checked that box. Some 73% of people say, yeah, that'll help. What exactly is the protest attempting to accomplish now? I mean, defunding the police, I understand that that's one of the big slogans, it's one of the big ideas. How does taking money away from police departments help the great majority of Black people in this country who are not criminals, who, by the way, are not impoverished? The rate of Black poverty continues to go down. Four out of five Black people of all ages live outside of what is classified as poverty. Now, poverty's overrepresented in the black community. But it's by no means the majority of poor people in the country. A majority of poor people in the country are white. And despite all of the talk of white privilege, this is part of what bothers me so much. And just listen to CBS's coverage about what's going on in Portland, which is particularly horrendous, and there's some new news about that. But listen to the way that they treat the Portland protest on one of America's major networks on CBS. Listen.
Police in Portland rushed protesters late last night, as they've done frequently during more than 3 months of clashes and demonstrations. Protests were mostly peaceful earlier in the evening and focused on calls for the city's mayor, Ted Wheeler, to resign. A fire was set near the mayor's home. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has called on law enforcement from surrounding areas to help quell the unrest.
Okay, they tried to bear, and the mayor lives in a condominium, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, the embattled mayor of Portland. America's mayor, right? Remember when Rudy Giuliani had the title America's mayor? And that was right after September 11th and his heroic response to September 11th, which was very encouraging and unifying, actually. Rudy, not always the most unifying guy, but the point about this is here he is, it's a mostly peaceful protest. Why are the police pushing back on them? The question is, why won't Governor Brown, why won't Ted Wheeler, number one, impose a curfew, not in the whole city, but in those areas of downtown that have been trashed, that the protesters have basically taken over, areas anywhere around government buildings, and basically draw a line. So you violate the protest, you violate the curfew, you're going to get arrested. And the inability to do that, the inability to call the National Guard, when all of the stories indicate that they are tremendously, tremendously outnumbered, and the police are exhausted, they're having an enormously difficult time. There's a report today in the Wall Street Journal about the killing in Portland over the weekend. It says a family member said she identified a man police told her they are investigating in the Saturday night killing of a right-wing protester in Portland. Michael Reinhold, a 48-year-old former professional snowboarder who calls himself a member of Antifa on social media. Mr. Reinhold's sister said she was awakened Sunday morning by threatening phone calls from people who said they were affiliated with a pro-Trump protester who died at a confrontation Saturday night. She said she contacted her local police, well, of course you have to, for protection, and they put her in touch with the Portland Police Bureau. On Monday, police identified the victim of the shooting as 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson of Portland. After an autopsy, the Oregon State Medical Examiner's Office determined the manner of death as homicide and the cause of death gunshot wound to the chest. Okay. An Instagram account bearing Mr. Reinhold's name shows a number of photos from recent protests. The person behind the account identified himself as an enthusiastic supporter of the left-wing anti-fascist group Antifa, short for anti-fascist. I am 100% Antifa all the way, exclamation point. I am willing to fight for my brothers and sisters, he wrote in a June 16th post. We do not want violence, but we will not run from it either. If the police continue to pick on and beat up innocent citizens that are peacefully voicing their objections, it must be met with equal force. With equal force? What is he talking about? The sister said Mr. Reinhold, who's older than she, moved away from home when she was young. She said he was previously a professional snowboarder and that he had been estranged from the family for at least the past 3 years. I never really knew him very well. How lucky for you, lady. There is more on the Medved Show, including a shocking survey about sex coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
You know the old saying, one good deed deserves another or leads to another? The opposite also works. One belch of stupidity in the public sphere will produce a countervailing belch of stupidity in the public sphere, and the entire sound and smell is unpleasant. That's the subtext I think you need to understand. We have a double tweet of the day. Actually, we can make that a triple. Jeremy?
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the first one comes from the New York Times, America's Journal of Record, the good gray lady, as the newspaper is sometimes affectionately known. But they tweeted out, as right-wing groups increasingly move to confront protesters in U.S. cities, demonstrators are assessing how to keep themselves safe. You know what? It shouldn't take a whole lot of assessment. Go home. That's how you can keep yourself safe. Again, the whole idea that people must demonstrate, even when it came to, you remember Occupy Wall Street, where it was, again, one of those ridiculous left-wing ideas that people were going to sleep out there in New York City and camp out there until what? What was supposed to happen? What was out? Occupy Wall Street supposed to achieve? They had no idea. So the idea that demonstrators need to keep themselves safe from right-wing groups. Look, this is not to defend Kyle Rittenhouse. It's not to defend the Proud Boys or the Patriots Prayer or other groups that were trying to confront demonstrators and basically looking for trouble in Portland. It's not to defend any of that. But can we note that the overwhelming majority of the Trump supporters who were part of that 600-car caravan to Portland did what the police told them to do, which was to avoid confronting people and fighting with them. It was a small number of people who dealt with this kind of attack. And by the way, the protesters, what do they think? If they stay home and go out and obey curfews and don't try to light things on fire, how are people going to hurt them? What is it they're afraid of? It's actually people on the right. There's a dead body in Portland of Aaron Danielson, who was murdered by a former professional snowboarder who is now, he says, 100% Antifa. Now, I said there are three different tweets. Here is one, just for fairness, from somebody who's been a guest on this show, and I like a lot generally, but it's just incredibly stupid. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, actually put out a tweet in which he suggested that Senator Ron Johnson supports citizen soldiers in Kenosha. He suggested that Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually murdered two people, is a citizen soldier. And then that was responded to by an even worse tweet. And by the way, we have citizen soldiers who actually become part of the Army and sign up, enlist. We have a citizen military. But the idea of playing soldier after you've been turned down from the Marine Corps, and he was, after you've dropped out of high school, while you were carrying a weapon that is illegal for you to carry in Wisconsin, to glorify that or support it, it's just wrong. But a professor at University of North Carolina, a very prestigious state school, very beautiful campus, by the way. Her name, the professor, is Tressie McMillan Cottom. And Cottom is spelled with an M at the end, not N, not like Senator Tom Cotton. Tressie McMillan Cottom is an associate professor of information and library science. And what she tweeted out in response to Senator Johnson They have deputized all white people to murder us. And then when all of a sudden there was a lot of negative reaction to that tweet, Cotton doubled down on her stance. She said, "Oh, the racists are big mad about this one, I see." She describes herself on her website as supporting radically progressive local candidates for public office, community bail funds, and removing memorials to oppressive racist fictions. Uh-huh. And speaking of oppressive racist fictions, there's this story of Washburn University in Kansas removing statues of Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. Okay, Thomas Jefferson, you understand, he was a slave owner. And he was a slave owner all his life. He inherited most of the slaves that he quote, owned. And I understand you want to remove a statue of him. I don't understand why that makes any sense. Because the idea was Thomas Jefferson is responsible for a great deal of the language, belief, and ideals that made the abolition movement possible. And that made America possible. Anyway, so they're removing a statue of Jefferson, but why Benjamin Franklin? And why do it all together? They point out at the College Fix, it didn't take a protest, it didn't take a petition, it didn't even take an official request. Apparently just the concern that campus statues of Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin might draw racial unrest, protests, or vandalism prompted Washburn University officials to quietly and preemptively remove the bronze founding fathers after a conversation with a donor family that had donated the pieces. The statues were actually removed in July. But their removal from the Topeka, Kansas-based public university was first reported in local media outlets only last week. The university said there were no specific protests against the statues to prompt their eviction. But at the University of Missouri, its Jefferson statue had become a lightning rod of controversy, and there was concern the same could happen at Washburn. So just the fear of controversy means you're going to remove the third president and Benjamin Franklin? They just named a new college at Yale after Benjamin Franklin. Is that going to be a problem? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, holding a roundtable with law enforcement officials. The president also says the federal government will provide $4 million to small businesses that were rioted and looted in Kenosha to help them rebuild. And in addition to that,
I'm committed to helping Kenosha rebuild. We all are. We will provide $1 million to the Kenosha law enforcement so that you have some extra money to go out and do what you have to do. You took a rough week.
The president also got a look at some of those businesses that were damaged, and Ford is letting go of about 1,000 full-time workers. CEO Jim Hackett saying the company began a restructuring program 2 years ago, and the cuts are not due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, there appears to be a fairly intense effort on the part of at least some elements in the press. In fact, I would say probably most elements in the press, to make people who are religiously committed believers look bad. Sometimes, I mean, when you think of the recent developments at Liberty University, they get a lot of cooperation and support that effort from some of the prominent people who are very well advertised for their religious belief. But sometimes it's just ridiculous. I enjoy reading the material from Pew Research Organization because they probe all sorts of things beyond who's ahead in the crucial states of Wisconsin and Michigan. By the way, I think the evidence is increasingly clear that the person ahead in those two crucial states is Donald J. Trump. He had a very good day today in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There's just no question about it. We'll talk about that later. But there's a piece in from Pew Research Organization that says half of U.S. Christians say casual sex between consenting adults is sometimes or always acceptable. And that's shocked a lot of people. First of all, what they do is they ask a series of questions. And the series of questions are the percentage of U.S. adults who say each of the following is acceptable, regardless of whether or not they would do it themselves. And they ask, for instance, about an open relationship, a committed relationship where both people agree that it's acceptable to date or have sex with other people. Do you know what percentage of Christians say that they're okay with that? That is always acceptable? 6%. It's not a lot. And if you take, include in that people who think it's sometimes accessible, acceptable, it's 18%. So you have over 80% who says, no, you can't do that. And even when they ask about casual sex between two consenting adults who are not in a committed relationship, among Christians, 18% think that's always acceptable. Among the unaffiliated, 50% think it's always acceptable, and another 23% think it's sometimes acceptable. So there's a gigantic difference here. The other thing that they do with this study is they lump together various groups, and they lump together saying people who say it's sometimes acceptable with people who say it's always acceptable. They have another question. Do you think that it is acceptable, regardless of whether you would do it or yourself, for people to have sex on a first date? Among the unaffiliated, 49% say, yeah, that's okay. It's either always acceptable or sometimes acceptable. Among Christians, having sex on a first date, they say it's 19% say it's acceptable. But they have very, very different responses between, say, Catholics, mainline Protestants, and evangelical Protestants. For instance, as just as you'd expect, people who describe themselves as evangelical are much more likely to be okay with these different questions about sexuality. There's another study of sexuality, which is put forward by the mindbodygreen.com by Kelly Gonzalez, who is the sex and relationships editor, and she uses material from the General Social Survey, and she finds out that actually a recent data does not support the idea that sex is disappearing in the United States. No, really. There had been recent coverage that especially during a pandemic that sexuality, even among married people, one could even say especially among married people, but that's not true. Married people have sex more often than single people. And with each other, usually. Okay? I mean, that's just a reality of American life. But the General Social Survey data on 660 married couples, 25% had sex once a week. And another 21% had sex a lot more than that. So what you're dealing with here is 51% who have sex more often than once a week or at least once a week. And the idea that among younger people, sexuality is less common, part of what they're dealing with here is that there are more younger people who are single. And despite the idea that is put forward so often in pop culture products, the idea that single people are constantly engaged in all kinds of adventures that are titillating and exciting and satisfying doesn't always work out to be true. The idea of a bill passed by the House to decriminalize marijuana on a national basis. The story from Politico is the vote is expected this month, the month of September, and the MORE Act, and I'll tell you what that stands for in a moment, would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act and erase some cannabis criminal records. The vote will come during the September work period, according to an email sent out by the Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. The email also asked members to indicate if they would support the MORE Act by September 3rd, 2 days from now. Why is this important? Because neither chamber of Congress has ever voted on removing marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act. A floor vote on the bill would be the greatest federal cannabis reform accomplishment over 50 years, said Randall Meyer of the Global Alliance for Cannabis Conference. Okay, this bill was introduced by Jerry Nadler last fall, passed the House Judiciary Committee by a vote of 24-10. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida and Tom McClintock of California, two very strong conservatives, were the only Republicans on the committee to vote for the bill. Of course I intend to vote yes on the bill, said Tom McClintock. With respect to timing, I do find it ironic that the only small business the Democrats seem to be worried about is cannabis shops. But I would support this bill whenever it is brought to a vote. Okay, why now? Is it to protect those small cannabis shops in those states where cannabis is already illegal? I think it's basically just so the Democrats can pretend while they are defending their House majority. Most people don't think the Republicans have any chance at all of taking the House. But this way they can defend their House majority by saying, hey, look, we have some great accomplishments. We have removed federal restrictions. We have removed federal criminalization of any sale or use of marijuana. Is that a good signal at a time when there really is increasing evidence and overwhelming evidence that marijuana use in those places where it has been legalized is creating all sorts of problems and is not advisable as a health measure? Certainly not in the midst of a pandemic, one would think. We will get to that and more coming up. De Blasio's plan for a more equal society. You'll be fascinated. Coming up. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael, this is the best show.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, this is clip 9, Jeremy, is speaking out on public radio. It's a WNYC and listener-supported radio. And that's the Brian Lehrer show that he was on. And everybody is talking about systemic change. I shouldn't say everybody, but the people who are in the street constantly, that's why they keep coming back night after night after night to do damage to downtown Portland and in Washington, D.C., why they are setting up guillotines. They set up a guillotine in front of Trump's tower and with a pretend president having his head cut off. And they were setting up a guillotine in front of Jeff Bezos' house in Washington, D.C. Great, wonderful. Okay, so what do you really do for a more equal society? What do you really do to desegregate our society? Here's how Bill de Blasio answers that question. Listen.
You really want to change things in this city? Then everyone better change a lot of the way we live more foundationally. If you just talk about it and feel self-satisfied, God bless you. That's not actually going to change things. What changes things is redistribution of wealth. Tax the wealthy at a much higher level. And I just feel like this is a lot of cocktail party comfort going on rather than people honestly dealing with this issue. Help me tax the wealthy. Help me redistribute wealth. Help me build affordable housing in white communities if you want desegregation.
Okay. First of all, he wants people to trust him to do all that building, to do all that redistribution of wealth. You trust Bill de Blasio with your money, do you? You see, what's so crazy about this is people right now, particularly in the COVID-19 era, I think it's one of the reasons that people are fleeing New York already. They're leaving town, Mr. Mayor. Once they move to the Hudson Valley, once they move to Nassau County on Long Island, once they move over to New Jersey, you can't tax them. You can't grab their wealth to redistribute it. And the idea that somehow it becomes a more equal society if you take more money away from people who earn it. Well, this is classic leftism. But not all Democratic mayors, no, not all Democratic mayors are nuts or so desperately. I mean, he's worried about challenges in the Democratic primary coming up when he runs for his, I think it's his third term. And people are talking about Andrew Yang running against him. Or if she decides to forego a Senate race, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because this is New York City. And Bill de Blasio, not the most popular figure in the city by any means. In any event, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, there is a Democratic mayor, this is clip number 8, whose name is John Antaramian. And he initially had been part of the chorus about President Trump, don't come, don't come. This is one of those things where I think everybody was expecting that the trip to Kenosha would be viewed as a stunt and it would divide people further. Trump was fine this morning and this afternoon. He actually talked to people on the ground and showed that the local authorities had support. And yes, they did get control of the situation in Kenosha. Here was the Democratic mayor of that city of 100,000 actually acknowledging on CNN that some federal help had been extremely important. Listen.
I will tell you, though, that the National Guard has been extremely helpful, and we feel comfortable that we can keep the president safe and keep the public safe. Mostly we need to try to make sure that there's calm in the community, and that is what we are hoping to maintain.
Okay, I'm totally reasonable. And why can't people in Portland actually talk in those same terms about just calming down the community and maybe not marching and trying to burn things every single night? Well, there's a theory about this, and the theory was put forward, it seems to me, irresponsibly on CNN. And the theory from Angela Rye is that the BLM protesters that you see all the time burning things, trying to light fires, trying to commit arson, doing property destruction, vandalism, graffiti, throwing rocks and bricks at police officers night after night after night after night. This is actually impersonators. Listen to Angela Rye explain those excesses.
It is important that we not just show those images of the fringe protester who lights something on fire. Show the images of the people who have been peacefully protesting since George Floyd's death. When you talk about Black Lives Matter, don't talk about the people who are utilizing the banner as fear tactics, but are not a part of the global network or that movement. As a result of some of those images that people are using to stoke violence and fear, my friends now get death threats, and I'm talking about the creators of Black Lives Matter. That is not a part of their movement. Those are fakes. That we have to call that stuff out. We have to show when the violence is really coming as a directive, whether it's implicit or explicit, from the president, the commander in chief, and his supporters. The man who went out in Kenosha and was shooting people was a Trump supporter. He's been at Trump rallies. Call out the president and make him condemn that violence and not talk about these fringe people who are out here wearing the banner and acting as if they're affiliated with Black Lives Matter, but are in fact not affiliated at all. I'm willing to bet you over and over again that those folks have no affiliation with the actual movement, and they are just a part of what we have seen historically in this country, and that is infiltrators designed to undermine the desired need and the firm pursuit of justice.
Okay, then how about just condemning them? Why doesn't the leadership of Black Lives Matter, and it's not a secret organization, they have public leaders and public spokespeople, come up and condemn those people from Antifa or whatever organization they're from who are perpetrating a great deal of the violence? And then why not acknowledge your mistake in having people speak on your platform who are calling for the death of police officers, who are calling for the destruction of property? It's all wrong. And it's also all wrong to give on CNN an audience for what April Ryan said. This is clip number 2, where she proclaims that we're already in a race war. How'd we get there? Listen.
Let's call a thing a thing. this president, Donald John Trump, has instigated a race war in America. Portland, Oregon is ground zero. This president, Donald John Trump, has basically stoked the flames for racist extremists, neo-Nazis, and the alt-right. And they're even defending, this president is even defending Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who went in Wisconsin and killed two protesters. So at the end of the day, the mayor of Portland is absolutely right. And there are those who are calling for help from this president in the stoking of a race war. There is a race war in America right now because of this president. People are calling me asking if there indeed is a way to get the International Crimes Court to come in to deal with this. You know, I've talked to some people who are in intelligence, and they're saying he's done heinous things, but they have to see. We don't know for sure. But people are now afraid of this president because he has stoked the racial flames. And let's call the thing a thing. He has now begun a race war in America in 2020.
Okay. Shouldn't that be the kind of thing that would be flagged by a major network and they'd apologize for? Because to say that we're in the midst of a race war right now and to blame it all on the president, do you really think the president wanted to stoke this race war 3 months before an election, before his reelection? Did the president initiate some of the burning? I mean, here in Seattle, if you look at the driving police out of a precinct house, the mayor ordered them out, occupying parts of the city, trashing Chicago, the literally weekly violence in Chicago, is that part of a race war? With black people killing black people? The idea of a race war, if there is a war going on, it's a war between the two eternal divisions, the decent and the indecent. Criminals are killers. And we need to be better on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.